Today is the 9th of April 2012, yes. And I'm here to interview Mrs. Evelyn Strang. Could you tell me, please, when you were born, where, and what was your name at birth?
I was born in Leipzig in 1933, and my name was Frischer, with a C. Oh,
goodness, and what was your life like in Leipzig before all this happened?
We had a wonderful life. I mean, it was amazing. I heard all these terrible stories, but we were never bothered. We had a wonderful life. I went skiing, we went swimming. Couldn't understand, but it didn't let us off for it. 38, knock on the door about 5, 6 in the morning, and we had to get dressed. My mother said, I must pack. Nothing. Take nothing. Not allowed to take anything. But the money that my father had got when he sold a coat, he brought to the house because he couldn't put money in the bank. Jews couldn't put money in the bank. And she put the money in a little case with all the socks on top of it. No knickers, just socks. So that was it, the little case. And they took us to the railway station and then went.
And was that in November? Was that after the Kristallnacht?
It was before Kristallnacht.
Before?
October.
I see. Oh, that's interesting.
We got away in October.
And did you have brothers or sisters? Were you an only child?
A brother. At that time I had a brother, but my mother had another child in Scotland, and she must have been about 40. She had a boy. So I have a brother 18 years younger than I am.
Goodness me.
So what age were you then? I'm sorry, my maths is...
I was 5 when they arrested us.
Right.
So you wouldn't really have known what was happening?
Well, I can remember quite a lot.
I suppose it was so traumatic.
It was, but I was with my parents, so I don't think I'm very worried. Mm-hmm. But we're in that train all day and all night we had to walk. It was pouring with rain and I had to walk. My brother was 3, so he got carried. So that was the beginning. And there was just a German... I was just a little girl and they were playing and we'll soon have you all exterminated. And at first I didn't know what he meant.
Well, this was in Germany?
Yes.
At school? Or just in the street?
Just in the street. This German just said, we're going to have you all exterminated. I didn't really know what it meant.
And were you with your mother at the time?
Yes.
Yes.
All the family were together. This was before 38.
That must have been terrifying for a child.
Yes. And your older brother, did he stay in Glasgow or did he...
He's younger.
Now, you're telling me about some of these photographs. Can we start with this one, please?
Yes. That's my mother, age 3, before the First World War. My grandparents crossing into Switzerland, Swiss Guards. And after the war, he decided to come back to Germany, which was a big mistake.
That's amazing.
That's just...
And these are the people who rescued you?
That's me.
That's you. Oh, you're beautiful.
Very glamorous.
Oh, very glamorous.
And that's my grandmother.
Oh, elegant dress.
Oh, what a beautiful dress.
So when was that one taken?
That must have been my grandmother. By the style of the dress, it must have been 15, 16, roundabout. That era, because of the dress.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely
beautiful.
Stunning.
Yeah. Oh, that was my hair, I think. The colour.
Oh, you had beautiful red hair, auburn hair. Oh, that's gorgeous.
And these are all the people who died in Auschwitz. My grandparents.
Your grandparents?
Yes.
Who else?
That's
all these people.
My father fought Maccabiah.
Oh, that's him in his boxing shorts with the Mog and David on it. And that's in Germany as well.
Yes. Maccabiah.
Very handsome man, your father,
yes,
actually.
He was. Oh, that's my first letter. Now, this is Germany, my grandparents, and you can see swastikas if you...
Can you see flags.
You need to really enlarge it.
Yes, to see them.
That was in Berlin.
Berlin, 1936. Mother and eight grandparents. Oh, no, mother, eight, and grandparents, that's what it is.
This is Alvernia, which I'll show you the map.
Where's that? Is that in Germany?
No, Poland.
Ah. So did your grandparents originate in Poland?
No, they did. Well, my great-grandparents did. But they actually had a lovely butcher shop in Leipzig. But the Germans said, if you sell pig, we will let you keep the shop open. And my grandfather was too orthodox, and they had to leave and go to Poland and live in this cottage. It was very poor, no sanitation. That says on the back, Alvernia.
Alvernia, 1935. And that's why they'd have been sent to Auschwitz from Poland.
Well, that's me in the pram in Germany.
It's a lovely big pram.
My mother modelling a coat in Leipzig, and that's the factory, Leipzig. Well, that's just a wee picture. Yeah. That's me in Olmutz outside Prague.
I see.
Well, this was Alvernia, Katowice, my father in a fur coat.
And that's right.
I could have it. This with the family again. And I've got, that's great, great, great Uncle Isaac. Mm. That was quite a lot. These people were on that picture, but they were much younger.
Right.
They were much younger. And this is also Alvernia.
In April 1935.
Me hanging out the window, my grandmother.
You were extremely cute.
Yes, very cute. Looks as if you've got a kite or something. No, you're holding the window.
Mm-hmm. Window cord.
The window cord.
And this is a picture of Alvernia. Mm. Now, this church is on the computer. And this was written for my first birthday, but the stamps say Alvernia.
Oh, yes.
And that was right beside Auschwitz.
Is that right?
I've got the map. I could show you.
Alvernia's near Auschwitz. Oh, goodness.
But on the computer, if you look up Alvernia, but because it's still got the stamp, it was 1934.
And Auschwitz would just have been in another little village that had no significance.
600 people, of which 100 were Jewish.
Is that right? Oh, that's interesting.
It's in my uncle's little booklet, which is very funny. This is just my first birthday. That's a German stamp.
It's Bismarck on it.
I got a lot of letters my first birthday.
That's lovely, that was celebrating very nice. Your birthday.